And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. The Tuscola County Commissioners presented Lieutenant Steve Anderson of the Tuscola County Sheriff's Department a resolution honoring his years of service. He's retiring on Saturday, April 18th, after 27 years with the Sheriff's Department. Anderson started with the Sheriff's Department in 1998 in corrections and then moved to Road Patrol in 1999. In 2012, he was appointed as Tuscola County Emergency Manager, and he served in that position with professionalism, dedication, and an unwavering commitment to the safety of the county and its population. He helped with and coordinated numerous disasters and emergency events. Under his guidance, the county was awarded numerous grants, and he was awarded several honors. And during the Tuesday, May 4th election, Elmwood Township voters will decide who represents them on their board. The ballot issue is whether or not to recall three board of trustee members and replace them with new representatives. Current board members could be recalled, or who could be recalled, are Clerk Pamela Brinkman and trustees Rochelle Brown and Evan Laurie. Brinkman is challenged by newcomer Michelle Hopp for that position. And Brown is challenged by newcomer Daryl Mendrick, and Laurie is challenged by newcomer Tom Slonsbury. If the newcomers receive more votes than the current board members, they are replaced in those positions. Each of those terms will end on November 20th, 2028. Township residents Deb Mendrick and Bunny Porter initiated the proposed recall. There has been strife and a power struggle between township board members over the last few months, which is part of the reason the recall effort started, as well as the abrupt change in legal counsel for the township. And the Tuscola County Commissioners approved restructuring the county's road commission using a ballot proposal. Approval was given for the ballot language to transfer the powers, duties, and functions of the elected road commission board back to being appointed by the county commissioners. That procedure would give county commissioners control and authority over the road commission to create checks and balances. There has been growing dissatisfaction with the road commission over their not doing anything or additional safety measures to six dangerous intersections that claimed many lives. It was only after another multi-injury crash that the Road Commission approved adding safety measures to those intersections while they continued to do a study on them. And we'll be right back after this message from Bayport State Bank and a public PSA.
Sally, did you know this year marks the 130th year of the Possum Farm?
Wow, that's great, Frank. How do you know it's the 130th year?
Because this year is also Bayport State Bank's 130th year anniversary. My great-great-great-grandpa started the Possum Farm the same year they opened.
Really?
Yep. He only got the farm because Bayport State Bank gave him a loan to buy the land with an old barn on it.
Wow, Frank. That is the most interesting thing I've ever heard about the Possum Farm. That means Bayport State Bank has been taking care of your family for six generations.
That's great. They've always taken great care of us and the possums.
Oh, Frank, I guess you're right. Bayport State Bank is the locally owned bank serving the agricultural, business, and personal banking needs in our area for 130 years.
They sure are. I should go see them about another possum barn.
Oh, Frank.
Whether you're upgrading your farm, needing a business loan, or have a home remodeling project in the future, Bayport State Bank is here to help. With four locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said,
if it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. But you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.